She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Alrighty, Felicity Huffman reported to the Federal Correctional Institution in Dublin, California this morning to begin serving a 14-day sentence for her role in the college admission scandal. She entered the low-security all-women's federal prison around 9:30 a.m. local time, and in May, Felicity Huffman, best known for Desperate Housewives, pleaded guilty to paying disgraced admissions consultant Rick Singer $50,000 to have a proctor change her 19-year-old daughter Sophia's SAT answers after she took the test. And on September 13th, she was sentenced to 14 days in federal prison plus a $30,000 fine. She has to do 250 hours of community service, and she has a year of supervised release. How's that 14 days going to, how's she going to handle that right there? We'll see, right? The rumor on the streets is dinner tonight for her. And you know, she's a rich, famous person. Chicken patty. She's got a chicken patty she's going to eat for dinner tonight. DMX decided to be proactive in his battle with addiction before it led to another relapse. And that's why he is back in rehab. Sources close to DMX said that one of his kids is very, very sick, who's actually in and out of the hospital all the time. And the stress of that, coupled with the pressure of performing again, made that feel like he was going to be tempted to use. So sources are saying that a relapse would actually jeopardize his freedom, and he wants to stay out of jail so he can support his family and friends. DMX is on probation and gets tested randomly for drugs and alcohol, so another failed test could result him back behind bars. DMX has struggled with addiction for many years and has been jailed numerous times for drug-related offenses, and he's been in and out of rehab. Now, he was released from prison in January after serving time for tax evasion, and he signed a new record deal, and he has movies on the way and a whole bunch of things brewing. But yes, over the weekend he went back to rehab. He actually missed a show out here in Connecticut recently, and he missed a Def Jam anniversary party after he just signed with Def Jam. So people were thinking maybe something was wrong anyway. So I think it's a good thing he went back to rehab. Cardi B, she loves diamonds. I mean, she's always talking about them, right? And Offset, wow, this guy right here is like husband of the year. He gave her a 20-carat birthday gift, which is worth over seven figures. Now, he actually reached out to Pristine Jewelers in New York City about 9 months ago, anticipating her birthday. He said he wanted the perfect ring for his wife. So he, I guess, had it in his mind. He wanted a heart-shaped diamond surrounded by smaller hearts. So they created it. So the center stone for her birthday gift is 20 carats, just the center stone alone, and then it's complemented by a band of smaller diamonds that total 25 carats. We got the pics for you. Hot 93.7.com.